Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
This shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara brings a Meisler of Kahana was given money to buy Kistna. He was given part of the payment to buy this Kistna. He already accepted some of the money. In the end, the Kistna went up in value, and now Rav Kahana wanted to be Chayzer from the Mekach, and he wanted to keep the Kistna for himself to sell it at the higher price. And he came to Rav and asked him if he could be Chayzer. And Rav said, whatever amount is connected, the money accepted, that's considered already a kinyan was made and there's a mishapara, and therefore he cannot be Chayzer. For Idach, anything more than the amount of money that was accepted, if he's selling $100 worth of Kistna and he only accepted $50, the second $50 he can be Chayzer, it's only Dvarim. And Dvarim, ein ben mishum mechusri amana, to be Chayzer from Dvarim, just a word by itself, there's no chisar and mechusri amana, and therefore he's allowed to be Chayzer from the second $50, being that no money was yet given for the second $50 of Kistna, he is allowed to be Chayzer and there's no chisar of mechusri amana. And the Gemara continues to bring a machlokes the itmar dvarim, if one only gave a word and there was no mois given yet. Rav says, ein ben mishum mechusri amana, there's no chisar of mechusri amana to be Chayzer. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, yesh ben mishum mechusri amana, there is a chisar of mechusri amana, and if one already gave his word to sell it, he cannot be Chayzer, there's a chisar of mechusri amana. The Gemara asks two questions on Rav. The Gemara brings a brayso of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Darshan from the pasuk Hein Tzedek Sheyehei Hein Shalach Tzedek V'Lav Shalach Tzedek. When you say Hein, you say yes, it should be Tzedek, you should be true to your word, V'Lav Shalach Tzedek. So we see from there that Dvarim also have a chesaron of mechusrei amana. And Abaye answers that the Gemara's drasha of Hein Shalach Tzedek, that V'Lav Shalach Tzedek is not referring to a case of when one wants to be chayzer from a mekach, that there should be a chesaron of mechusrei amana. The drasha of Hein Shalach Tzedek V'Lav Shalach Tzedek is referring to a case like Daber Echel B'Pev Echel B'Leif. He should not try to fool somebody. If one wants a Mekach and B'Shas the Mekach he agrees to it, he really wanted it. In such a case, if later on he wishes to be Chayzer Me'ezetam Sheyia, there is no Chesaron of Mechusrei Amana. It's only if at the Shas of the Mekach he already knows he wants to be Chayzer, he's fooling the other person, he's being Medaber Echel B'Pev Echel B'Leif, that's a Chesaron of Hein Shalach Tzedek V'Lav Shalach Tzedek. And the Gemara asks from another brayso of Reb Shimon, Omer Afal Pisha Amru Talis Kaina Dina, there's about Vein Dina Kaina, Vein Dina Zov Kaina Talis, that Mois Na Kainis, there's still Zalach of Misha Parah. And Reb Shimon ends off that even in a case where there is no Misha Parah, if one did not yet give them money, Ha Chayze Boy Ein Ruach HaChom Neiche Menu. There's a din, Ha Chayze, one who is Chayze, is Ein Ruach HaChom Neiche Menu. We see this Zalach that Dvarim Yeshua Mishum Mechusri Amana, there's a, one cannot be Chayze once he gave his word, even though it's only Dvarim Ba'alma and there was no Maisa. If he's Chayzer, Ein Ruach HaChom Neiche Menu. And the Chayre, that's a Kasha and Rav, the Rav says, Dvarim Ein Ben Mishum Mechusri Amana. And the Gemara answers Tanoi that this is a Machlokes Tanoim, and Rav is going according to the Shitas that Dvarim Ein Ben Mishum Mechusri Amana, but Reb Shimon holds Dvarim Yesh Ben Mishum Mechusri Amana. There are three Shitas in the Rishonim to explain what is the case that the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is referring to. Rashi holds that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing again on a case that it was Nesyaka Ashar. One gave his word to complete a Mekach to sell a Chayfetz, and then the Chayfetz went up in value. In such a case, Rav holds one can be Chayzer and Dvarim Ein Ben Mishum Mechusrei Amana. Being that the Chayfetz now went up in value and he has a reason why he wants to be Chayzer, Rav holds he can be Chayzer and there is no Chesaron Mechusrei Amana. And Rabbi Yochanan holds in such a case, even if it's Nesyaka Ashar, Afilo Achi Dvarim Yesh Ben Mishum Mechusrei Amana, once he gave his word, he has to go through with the Mekach Hagam, the Mekach was now Nesyaka, and if he'd be Chayzer, he could sell it at a higher price. Tosis in HaSugya also holds like Shitas Rashi. Tosis is explaining the Gemara further down the Amud. The Gemara is Mukim. This time Rabbi Yochanan holds Dvarim Yesh Ben Mishum Mechusrei Amana. Moide Rabbi Yochanan b'matana mu'etes. Rabbi Yochanan is discussing a case of a matana mu'etes, a small amount of money, a small mekach. In such a case, Rabbi Yochanan holds Dvarim Yesh Ben Mishum Mechusrei Amana. And Tosis in the Vemaschum, Moide Rabbi Yochanan b'matana mu'etes speaks out. V'yoyken nami havi k'may matana mu'etes. When the mekach went up in value, that is similar to the case of a matana mu'etes. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan also holds in such a case where the mekach went up in value that the halach is Dvarim Yesh Ben Mishum Mechusrei Amana. We see from this that Tosis understood the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan were discussing a case where the mekach went up in value. And over there, Rabbi Yochanan said Dvarim Yesh Ben Mishum Mechusrei Amana. And therefore, Tosis had to explain that the yoyker is similar to matana mu'etes. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds even over there also Dvarim Yesh Ben Mishum Mechusrei Amana. Al Kolponim, we have Shitas Rashi and Tosfos that hold the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan if Dvarim Ein Ben Mishum Mechusrei Amana, Yesh Ben Mishum Mechusrei Amana is discussing a case where the Mekach was Nesyaket. And according to Rashi, that Rav was discussing a case where the Mekach went up in value, it's Dafka if the Mekach went up in value. But if the Mekach did not go up in value and it remained at the same price, Rav is Moided to Rabbi Yochanan Dvarim Yesh Ben Mishum Mechusrei Amana. Rav only said the moicha can be chayzer if the mekach went up in value and the moicha has a reason to be chayzer. In such a case, Rav said dvarim eimah mishum achusay amana, being that it changed and the mekach now went up in value, Rav holds the moicha can be chayzer. But if there's no reason for the moicha to be chayzer and the moicha originally gave his word, Rav is moide to Rabbi Yechanan dvarim yeshbe mishum achusay amana and the moicha should not be chayzer lechatchila, should not be chayzer if the mekach stayed at the same price. The Ritva now sugya asks on the shita of Rashi. The Gemara asked two questions on Rav. The Gemara brought the brice of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda sheyehen shalach tzedek v'lav shalach tzedek, and the Gemara also brought the brice of Reb Shimon v'achoyze ba'ein ruach acham neichei manu. According to Rashi, the Rav is masking in a case where the shah didn't change and the mekach is still at the same value. Is moid the Rav that dvarim is yeshba mishum achusay amana? So why didn't the Gemara answer the pasuk of hen shalach tzedek v'lav shalach tzedek is discussing a case where the mekach didn't change in value? In such a case, you have to keep hen shalach tzedek v'lav shalach tzedek. Similarly, the Gemara, why didn't the Gemara answer this that achoyze ba'in ruach acham neichei manu? The Gemara could just answer the case is discussing where the mekach did not change in value. And if the mekach did not change in value, Rav is masking that achoyze ba'in ruach acham neichei manu. The Ritva answers, the Brais of Reb Shimon is discussing in the Reisha already a case where the Mekach changed in value. So it's not mashma from there that the Sefer should be discussing a case, Achoyze Bein Ruach Acham Neichei Menu, would be a Deichik to say we are discussing a case where the Mekach did not change in value. And therefore we see that Achoyze Bein Ruach Acham Neichei Menu is afilu in a case where the Mekach was Nesyaka and the Gemara is a Kashan Rav, and therefore the Gemara did not want to answer we are discussing a case where the Mekach will not change in value. Being that the ratio of that brisa is discussing a case where the mekach did change in value, the Gemara did not want to be mukum the sefer of achoyze bein ein rocham neichei menu is discussing a case where the mekach remained at the same value. And the first kash of the Gemara from hein shalach tzedek v'lav shalach tzedek ein achanami, the Gemara could have answered the pasuk is discussing a case where the mekach did not change in value, but the Gemara answered lefia emes. The Gemara holds lefia emes like Abaye that the pasuk is not really discussing a case of when one has been chayzer from a mekach at a later date. The Gemara is discussing shleidaber echav pev echav belev. You shouldn't try to fool somebody. Therefore, the Gemara didn't answer that we are discussing a case the mekach did not change in value because the Gemara is a better teretz. Lefia emes, the pasuk is not discussing one who has been chayzer from a mekach. The Gemara is discussing a person who has been medaber echav pev echav belev, and therefore the Gemara answers that according to Rav it's not shver because the pasuk of Hinchlach Tzedek is shleidaber echav pev echav belev. There's a second sheet in the Rishayin, in the sheet of the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor holds the Machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is dafka, a case where the Mekach stayed at the same value. The Mekach did not change in value. In such a case, Rav holds Dvarim Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amona, and Rabbi Yochanan holds Dvarim Yeshba Mishum Mechusei Amona. But if the Mekach changes in value, in such a case, Moide Rabbi Yochanan that Dvarim Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amona. If a person has a reason to be Chayzer, in such a case, Rabbi Yechanan is masking, being that the Mekach now is worth more in money and he has a reason to be Chayzer. In such a case, Moide Rabbi Yechanan to Rav that Dvarim is Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amona. And Rav was being Mechadish Afilu without any Siba to be Chayzer. If one wants to be Chayzer, being that it's Dvarim Ba'almon, there was no Maisa done, Dvarim Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amona, Afilu if the Mekach stayed exactly the same and did not change in value. And according to the Baal Amor, it's Nicha, the Gemara is too cautious why the Gemara was not mukin these cases to be discussing where the Mekach did not change in value. Being that Rav, even in a case of the Mekach didn't change in value, holds Dvarim Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amona. But according to the Baal Amor, it's Shver, the beginning of the Gemara brought a Maisa of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana accepted money at Kisna, and it was Nesyaka the Kisna, and he came to Rav, and Rav said he can be Chayzef in the second half, the amount that he did not yet accept the money for, because Dvarim Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amona, the Itma Dvarim Rav Amma Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amona. And the mashmois of the Gemara is that Rav is going to Shitasai. Rav, who holds Dvarim Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amona, told Rav Kahana he can be Chayzer because Dvarim Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amona. But it's mashma Rabbi Yechanan is Chayzer. According to the Baal Amor, Rabbi Yechanan is also masking in this case Dvarim Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amona because in this case the Kisna went up in value. So why is it that the Gemara says the Itma Rav Amma Dvarim Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amona? It's mashma Rav is going to Shitasai. And the Ritva answers for the Shita of the Baal Amor, we have to imatrik the Gemara. The Gemara does not mean to say Rav is going to Shitasai. The Gemara just means to bring a similar idea. We are discussing whether or not Dvarim is Yeshba Mishum Mechusei Amona or Dvarim is Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amona. Rav told Rav Kahana, being that it's Dvarim Ba'almo, it's Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amona. Zok the Gemara, the Itma, there's a memorandum achlikus regarding whether or not Dvarim is Yeshba Mishum Mechusei Amona or Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amona. But the case of the Machlokes is not the same case as Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was discussing a case where the Kisna went up in value. In such a case, the Kuli Alma, one can be Chayza, and Dvarim Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amona. And the case of the Machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yechanan was discussing a case where the Shar did not go up. In such a case, Rabbi Yechanan holds Dvarim Yeshba Mishum Mechusei Amona. is the third shita, the shita of the Ritva. The Ritva is chaylik on the Balaman, and Enna Rashi. The Ritva holds the machlikas. Rav and Abichan is discussing bein if the shah went up in value, and now the kistna or the mekach that he is selling is worth more, and bein if it did not go up in value, and if it remained at the same price. In both cases, there's a machlikas of Rav and Abichan. Rav holds Dvorim never has mishum mechusse amana. I feel if it goes up in value, according to Rav, Dvorim ain't by mishum mechusse amana. And Rabbi Yechonon holds in all cases, even if the Mekach stayed the same and did not change in value, afilu hachi, dvorim yesh be mishum mechusse amana, one cannot be chayzer from a word, dvorim always have mechusse amana. And according to the Tzva, it's good why the Gemara's two questions, the Gemara could not answer. We're discussing a case where the Mekach did not change in value, because according to Rav, afilu if the Mekach did not change in value, also dvorim ain't be mishum mechusse amana. And the Gemara of Rav Kahana is going Rav Lishitasai, because Rabbi Yechonon holds, I feel in a case where the kistna went up in value, even in such a case also, according to Rabbi Yechonon, Dvorim Yeshba Mishum Mechusei Amana. Therefore, the Gemara says, the Itmar, it's Rav Lishitasai, the Rav holds Dvorim Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amana. But according to Rabbi Yechonon, in the case of Rav Kahana, also Dvorim Yeshba Mishum Mechusei Amana. Al Kopana, we have the Kitzah, we have three Shitas in the Rishonim. What is the case of the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechonon? The Shita of Rashi is that Rav and Rabbi Yechonon are arguing over a case where it was Nesyaka Hashah, the Mekach went up in value. In such a case, Rav holds Dvorim Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amana. One is able to be Chayzer, being that something changed, the Mekach went up in value, that allows the Mechah to be Chayzer, because it was only Dvorim Ba'alma. And Rabbi Yechonon holds Afilo in such a case also, Dvorim Eimba Yeshba Mishum Mechusei Amana, one cannot be Chayzer from his word. The second sheet is the sheet of the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor holds the Machlikas. Rav and Rabbi Yechonon is discussing a case where the Mekach did not change in value. In such a case, Rabbi Yechonon holds Dvorim Yeshba Mishum Mechusei Amana. And according to Rav, Dvorim Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amana. But if the Mekach changes in value, Rav is maskim, Rabbi Yechonon is maskim Dvorim Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amana. And the third sheet is the sheet of the Ritva. That Rav and Rabbi Yechonon arguing both cases. Bein in the case of where the Mekach changed in value, Bein in the case of the Mekach did not change in value, Rav holds always Dvorim Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amana, and according to Yechon, in all cases, Dvorim Yeshba Mishum Mechusei Amana. The Gemara continues to explain the Machlikas Rav and Yechon of Dvorim Yeshba Mishum Mechusei Amana or Eimba Mishum Mechusei Amana. The Gemara asks, Mi Om Reb Yechon Hachi, did Reb Yechon say Dvorim Yeshba Mishum Mechusei Amana? Rabbi Baba Chana said, "B'shem Rabbi Yechonon, if one tells his friend a matana ani noisnach, I will give you a matana. It's yochel lachseboy." The Gemara asks, "Yochel is pshita elamai the chiddush of Rabbi Yechonon is mutter lachseboy. It's mutter lachatchila to be chayzer, being that no kinyan was done. All we have is an amira that I will give you a matana, and it's just dvarim. It's mutter lachseboy. So we see Rabbi Yechonon holds dvarim are ein b'mishum mechusei amana. How can we bring earlier b'shem Rabbi Yechonon that dvarim yesh b'mishum mechusei amana?" And the Gemara answers, "I'm Rav Papa Umoyd Rabbi Yechonon b'matanim wetes. Rabbi Yechonon is masking by matanim wetes. This that Rabbi Yechonon said, Dvarim ayesh b'mishum mechusei amana, is discussing a matanim wetes, a small amount of money. In such a case, it's samcha datayu. There's a smichas das by matanim wetes that if somebody says he will give a matanim wetes, I feel without a kinyan, the one accepting the matana is samcha datayu. And therefore, in such a case, Dvarim ayesh b'mishum mechusei amana." The Gemara brings a raya to Amar Ba'avo, Amar Yechonon, Yisrael, that tells a Ben Levi, or Kor Maisa, Yesh Lecha B'yadi, you have a Kor Maisa by me, I have a Kor Maisa I have to give, I will give you this Kor Maisa, the Kor Maisa that I have by me is really yours. The Ben Levi now can make this Maisa into Trumas Maisa Al Makom Acher, he already has enough of a Bailus in the Maisa, which is B'yadi Yisrael, to make this Maisa B'yadi Yisrael should be Trumas Maisa on other Maisa that he has by him. We look at Akilu, he already owns it enough that he could turn this Maisa into Trumas Maisa on other Maisa that he has in his house. And the Gemara asks, if you say that the Yisrael can be Chayzer, even though the Yisrael told the Levi that he will give him this Maisa, the Yisrael can be Chayzer, how is it that the Levi could now be Mafish from the Maisa that's in the Yisrael's house on other Maisa, make Trumas Maisa? It will come out if the Yisrael is Chayzer and doesn't actually give the Maisa to the Levi ended up eating Tevil. He ended up eating from the Maisa that he had in his house, which Trumas Maisa was not Nifash from. Our kochach, the Yisrael cannot be chayzer, and being that the Yisrael cannot be chayzer from this, that he said he will give the ma'aser to the Levi now is a bailus to be mafish from this ma'aser that's beyond the Yisrael. That should be the chumas ma'aser on other ma'aser he has in his house, and he could eat the ma'aser in his house, because we look at it that chumas ma'aser was already nifash mimanu. It's a raya that according to Rabbi Yechonon, by matan muetes, one cannot be chayzer dvorim yesh ben mishum mechusei amana, and Rabbi Yechonon is moide by matan muetes in such a case that one cannot be chayzer. The Gemara is very difficult to understand, even though according to Rabbi Yechonon we will say by matan muetes dvorim yesh ben mishum mechusei amana, and the Yisrael cannot be chayzer to this that he said he will give the ma'aser to the Levi, but the Levi never made a kinyan on the ma'aser which is biyad Yisrael. The Levi does not own this ma'aser. So how is it that the Levi can now use this ma'aser to be the trumas ma'aser on other ma'asers that he has in his house? He can use the mice that's Be'ad Yisrael to be the Chumas Meiser, that he's now he'll be allowed to eat whatever mice he has in his house. The mice he's making a Chumas Meiser is not his, and one cannot make mice that's not his into Chumas Meiser. He never made a kinyan on this Meiser. All he has is a promise from the Yisrael that the Yisrael will give him the Meiser. But being that the Levi was not koinet, how is it that he can make a chalois and turn that Meiser into the Chumas Meiser, and through this make it mutter for himself to eat the mice that he has in his house? L'chayre, he never made any kinyan b'chlau. The Tosis Rosh in our sugya is nisar to the Shaila. The Tosis Rosh brings two pshatim. The first part he brings Kosova Beinu Meir, even though the Ben Levi was not yet koinet this Meiser with Mashiach or Agbar, we're discussing a case of Makire Kuhuna. And Makiri Levia, and in such a case, we look at it, Kilo it's Bali Yadai. The Gemara in a few places discusses a sugya of Makiri Kuhuna. If a person gives the Chuma and Meister that he has every single year to the same Kohen and to the same Levi, in such a case, we look at it that the Kohen and the Levi already have a Kinyan, even while it's Biyad Yisrael, we already see it as being the Kohen and the Levi. We could assume he's going to give it to this Kohen or to this Levi that he gives it to every year. And in such a case, we already look at this Chumas and Meister as if it belongs to the Kohen, it belongs to that Levi who receives the Chumas and Meister every single year. Dr. Beinu Meir, our Gemara is discussing a case of Makiri Kuhuna, and therefore when the Yisrael says that he will give to the Ben Levi, the Maiser Shteish Lebiyadi, being that it's Makiri Kuhuna, the Levi already has a Kinyan in the Chumas and Maiser that's Biyad Yisrael, and therefore he can mafrish this Maiser and make it into Chumas Maiser on Maiser that he has in his house, and make that Maiser in his house mutter to eat. The second shot of Rabbeinu Meir to answer, even though the Ben Levi was not yet kind of the Maiser, still he could turn into Chumas Maiser and patter up and make mutter to eat the Maiser that is Biyadi. He says, Inami legor mi noisim rishos. It's keilu the Bailam gave him rishos. And if the Bailam gives the Levi rishos to make the Meiser which is in his house into Chumas Meiser, that's also enough that the Levi can now turn this Meiser into Chumas Meiser. Al Kopanim, the Tosfos Rosh brings two terutzim. The first terutz is we are discussing a case of Makire Kuna. And the second case is, being that the Yisrael promised to give to the Levi this Meiser, it's legor from the Sinus rishos. It's keilu the Yisrael gave him rishos to turn this Meiser into Chumas Meiser. And in such a case, the Levi now has a schus and a koyach to make the Meiser into Chumas Meiser and matter the Meiser that he has in his house. And then now it will no longer be tevel. It will be nifrash imanu Chumas Meiser. And now you can eat the Meiser sheish lebe beisik. The Ktzayis HaChoshin and Simen Reish Dalit Siv Katan Gimel is Matmiya on both Terutzim of the Rosh. This that the Rosh brought B'Shem Rabbeinu Meir that we are discussing a case of Makire Kuna. We are discussing a case that he's giving every single year his Chumas and Maisers to this Kohen or to this specific Levi, and therefore we look at it that already belongs to the Kohen and already belongs to the Levi. In fact, the Ktzayis Manavshach, if the Halach of Makire Kuna is that the Levi already has a Kinyan, he already has a Bailas, and therefore that's why he can be Mafish this Maiser to be Chumas Maiser on the Maiser Sheish Lebe Beisai. So what's the Gemara's right to the case of Matan Muetes? This that we say that the Levi can be mafish this Meiser as Chumas Meiser on the Meiser Shleish of Rebeisa is because we are discussing the case of Makire Kuna. Every single year the Yisrael gave the Levi this Meiser. So therefore in this case that the Levi already has a bialis, in such a case the Yisrael cannot be chayz and the Levi can mafish this, turn this Meiser into Chumas Meiser al Mokam Achet. But in the regular case of a Matanam Wertes, which is not Makire Kuna, Meiche Tesi, according to Yechon, one cannot be Chayzer, that we should have a Raya, Dvorim Yeshba Mishim Mechus Ramana. How could we start to a case of Makire Kuna to a regular case of Matanam Wertes? There are a number of Mahalchim that are Achreinim to answer this Kash of the Ktzayis HaChosh, and how could the Gemara start to a case of Makire Kuna to a Matanam Wertes and being arrived from there that Dvorim Yeshba Mishim Mechus Ramana? Rabbi Chanan and Kaibit Shurim, Baba Basra, Eshin, Ayin Dalit explains he's Medayik in Taisvis, Ksubis, Daf Kuf Beis, that he understood in our Gemara, this that Matanam Wetes, Dvarim Yeshba Mishum Echusse Amanda, that according to Abyechanan, by Moide Abyechanan, by Matanam Wetes, is really of Kinyan Gomer. Ayaday the Diburim that they spoke out, that he will give him a Matanam Wetes, a Kinyan is created. And Rabbi Chanan explains that the point of every Kinyan is to create a Gemir's Das. When two people want to exchange an object, or they want one, Reuven wants to give to Shimon an object, the fact that he said itself that he wants to give him, Reuven wants to give Shimon the object, is not enough to create a smichas das and a gmiras das in order to say the kinyan should take place and the chevet should now belong to Shimon. It's only if they make a maisa, and when the maisa kinyan is gomer daitom, that creates the smichas das, and through this the kinyan is created and the chevet now belongs to Shimon. But this is all by a larger amount of money, by a chevet that's worth more money. In such a case, they are not gomer daitom and samich daitom with dibur itself. Dafkai de Maisa Kinyan, that creates the Gmir's Das and the Smichas Das one needs in order to makna over the Chayfetz. But by Matanam Muetes, being that it's a small amount of money, it's not a large amount of money, people are Smich Das, are filled with Dibur itself. But may the Taisvis hold, even by Dibur itself, could create a Kinyan and one is not required to make a Maisa Kinyan. Dr. Bachanan, that's the Pshad in Makire Kuhuna. Being that the Chumas and Maisus, the Bailam only owned the Taivis Hano. All he owns is the ability to choose which kohen or which levi to give it to. And every single year he gives it to the same kohen or to the same levi, and it's looked at that it's assumed that he's going to give it to that kohen or to that levi. In such a case, the kinyan is created with the smichas das by itself, a few without a ma'isa kinyan. Memela by makiri kunu, we consider that the truma and the ma'isa already belongs to the kohen, it already belongs to the levi that we assume he's going to give it to. Being that he's not giving over such a big thing, all he's giving over is this, that he has a choice to who to give it to. And we could assume that he's going to pick this coin, this specific coin, and this specific levy. That's considered a ma'isa kinyan by itself. And memeil, the coin or the levy that eventually receives it, is considered as if he owned it originally also. So Dr. Bachanan, the Gemara is telling too, just like we find by Makiri Kahuna, that creates a smichas das by itself, the fact that he gives it to him every year and it's assumed he's going to give it to him again this year. That's enough to create the smichas das to be considered a kinyan, and in such a case, it's looked at as if the kohen and the levi already owns it. The Gemara is telling it too, to who adina matanim uetes. By the case of matanim uetes also, being that Reuven promised to give it to Shimon and matanim uetes, and they are semich das and goymer daitim on this dibur that he promised to give it to him, that itself creates the kinyan, and it's considered that Shimon already owns it. Dr. Bachanan, this that we find that Reuven can be chayzer, even though Reuven promised to give it to Shimon, if we have to understand that a matan muetes, that's considered a kinyan, how is it that if Reuven wants to be chayzer, Reuven could be chayzer? Dvarim yesh b'mishamar chosvei amara, but Reuven can be chayzer. He shouldn't be chayzer. We say, ein racham neiche imenu, but if he's chayzer, it definitely works, and the chazar is a chazar, and he could keep the chayfetz. If we have to explain a matan muetes is considered a kinyan, how is it that Reuven can be chayzer? So Dr. Bachanan, the entire smichas das was only b'tanai that Reuven taka keeps to his word. If Reuven eventually keeps to the word and gives it to Shimon, in such a case, we look at the smichas das originally that everybody was semich daitim b'shas Reuven said it. But if eventually it turns out that Reuven doesn't keep to his word and Reuven is chayzer, in such a case, there was never really a smichas das. Reuven's not a person who keeps to his word. In such a case, Shimon was never really semich das, and there was never really l'mafrei a kinyan created. The male, the kinyan is only created if eventually Reuven actually gives it to Shimon. In such a case where Reuven keeps his word, then we look at it, Kilo Meikara, Reuven already gave it to Shimon, because Shimon was saying Mechtas on the Dibur of Reuven, and that's considered a kinyan by itself. But if eventually Reuven is Chayzer and he proves that he doesn't keep to his word, in such a case, Shimon was never really saying Mechtas that Reuven is going to give him the Matana, and therefore there was never a kinyan, and Reuven can be Chayzer and keep the Chayvitz for himself. Akapanim, this of Achanan explains the Taisa Rosh, and he answers the Kasha of the Ksaisa Choshen. The Ksaisa Choshen was asking me, if you're going to learn that Kirikun is a Kenyan and the Levi already owns the Chumas and Maisris, so how could the Gemara tell too to a Matanam Wetes? So Kabachanim, the Gemara is telling too, just like we look at my Kirikun as a Kenyan, and the Gemir's Das and the Smichas Das without the Maisa Kenyan is enough to create the Kenyan, who I did a Matanam Wetes is the same thing. The Gemir's Das and the Smichas Das of a Dibur by Matanam Wetes is enough to create the Kenyan, and we don't need a Maisa Kenyan. There's another Mahalach, the Stipulum Mesechtes Gittin explains what is this Halacha of Makire Kuna. He explains, Chumas and Maisris always belong to the Shevet, they don't belong to the Yisrael. B'shas the Yisrael is Mafish to Chumas and Maisris, the Chuma belongs to all Kehanim, and the Maisris belongs to all Levim. Memele, in the case of Makire Kuna, where every single year he gives one specific Kohen is Chumas and one specific Levi is Maisris. So all other Kehanim are Meyayish from receiving this Chuma, and all other Levim are Meyayish from receiving this Maisris. They are Mesalik themselves from the Chuma, they are Mesalik themselves from the Maisris. Therefore, the one coin that he gives it to, he now owns the chumah, not because he made a kinyan on the chumah. He owns the chumah because he's the only one left in the shevet who wasn't miyayish yet. All other members of the shevet were mesalak themselves from this chumah. They're miyayish from ever receiving this chumah. The male, the coin owns the midin mamon shevet, being that this belongs to the mamon shevet. Therefore, the coin now is a bailus mehilchis the mamon shevet. Dr. Stipler, that's why the Gemaras and other places consider that the by makiri kuna, the chumas and mice already belong to that coin, already belong to that levi. The Gemara by us is telling too that if the Levi already has a bailus, being that the Yisrael told him he will give him the maisris, we look at it as if the Levi already has a bailus of mom and shevet, and all other Levim are mesalik atzmam by their years because they're miyayish from ever receiving this maisris, our kochich, the Yisrael can't be chayzer. If it wouldn't be that dvarim yesh b'mishamay chusrei amana and the Yisrael would be able to be chayzer, this that the Yisrael promised the maisris to the Levi will not create a matzav of kvakiri kunda, will not create a years from all the Levim. It's only because the Yisrael cannot be chayzer, being that dvarim yesh b'mishum echusri amana, and by matan muetes, dvarim yesh b'mishum echusri amana, therefore all of the levim are miyayish b'shas, the Yisrael promises to give to the levi the maisvis, and I day the yesh, now the levi gets a bailus through, because he's the only one left as a member of the shevet to own this maisvis, he now owns a midin mamon shevet. So if the stipul difu, the Gemara is telling too, if we see in the case when the Yisrael promises to the Levi to give him the Maisris, the Levi already has a bailus because all of the Levi are miyayish from receiving the Maisris, al korchach dvorm yeshbe mishum mechusre amono, al korchach one cannot be chayzer from a dibor and the Yisrael should not be chayzer, ein ruach hacham leichem, and if he's chayzer from a dibor, and the Gemara is a riot that according to Yechon and my matan wetas, dvorm yeshbe mishum mechusre amono. The Rosh in the second teretz had answered, being that the Yisrael promised to give the Levi the Maisris, it's Kilu, he's giving him a Shus to be Mafish, this Maisris, Trumas Maisal Mokam Acher. In fact, the Ktsoy is, how could the Yisrael give the Levi the Koyach and the Shus to be Mafish, this Maisris, Trumas Maisal Mokam Acher? The Yisrael himself can't be used this Maisris, Trumas Maisal Mokam Acher. The Yisrael does not own the Maisris. The Yisrael only has a Tevis Ano, you can choose which Levi to give it to, but he does not actually own the Maisris. So with what Koyach could he give the Levi Rishus to be Mafish, this Maisris, Trumas Maisal Mokam Acher? The Yisrael himself doesn't have such a koyach, the Maisris does not belong to him. How is he able to give over a koyach that he himself doesn't have to the Levi, that the Levi should be able to be mafish, this Maisris, Shumas Maisal Mokim Acher? When Kreger answers this kashiv, the Ktsois, Alpi the Rambam paskins, when the Yisrael is mafish the Maisris, if he wants, he could take off the Shumas Maisris of this Maisris and then give the Levi whatever's left, the 9/10 that are left of the Maisris, give that to the Levi. He does not have to give the Levi the Maisris and allow for the Levi to mafish the Shumas Maisris and give the Shumas Maisris to the Koyin. The Yisrael himself, he can mafish the Maisa, take off the Chumas Maisa, Mineyu Bey from the Maisa that he has, and give 9/10 to the Levi and 1/10 to the Koyin. The Yisrael himself can mafish the Chumas Maisa. So to Kregi, we see that the Bailam has a schus and a koyach to mafish the Chumas Maisa. So just like the Bailam has a koyach and a schus to mafish the Chumas Maisa, therefore he can give the Rishus over to the Levi, that if the Levi wants, he can be mafish the Maisa as Chumas Maisa amokam acher. We see from this in Machlikas, we Kreger and the Ksais Achoshin, how to understand this halacha of the Rambam, that when the Yisrael is mafish the Maisis, he can be mafish the Chumas Maisis also and give the 9/10 to the Levi, the Maisis to the Levi, and give the Chumas Maisis to a Kayin. The Ksais Achoshin understood this is Dafka when the Yisrael is mafish his Maisis, and the Maisis that he himself was mafish from his Kri, he could take off the Chumas Maisis Mineyu Bey, and this that he took off, 1/10, the Maiser he took off from the Kri, he could take off another, a tenth of the Maiser and give that to the Kayin. The Maiser that he was Mafish, he has the Schus to be Mafish to Chumas Maiser Mimenu. But Zokhtik Tzoyis, he does not have a Koyach and a Schus to take the Maiser that he was Mafish and turn that into Chumas Maiser Mokam Acher. It's not his Maiser, he has a Schus to be Mafish from his Kri, all the Matonis, he can Mafish the Chuma, the Maiser, and the Chumas Maiser of the Maiser. But he cannot take the Maisa that's supposed to go to a Levi and turn that into Chumas Maisa Mokam Acher. We don't find in anywhere that the Yisrael should have such a schus to take the Maisa he was mafish and turn into Chumas Maisa on a different Maisa somewhere else. Mikvega understood, just like the Yisrael has a kayach, the mafish Chumas Maisa Mineyu Bey, and take off the Chumas Maisa from this Kri, this that he was mafish Maisa, you could take off the Chumas Maisa Mimenu and give it to the Koyin. Michal on that is he also has a schus to turn the entire Maisa into Chumas Maisa Amakam Acher to allow a Levi to eat Maisa Shesh Levi Beisai. Just like he could take off the Chumas Maisa of this Maisa itself, Mikvega understood who I did, he could also take off this Maisa as Chumas Maisa on somewhere else and allow a Levi to eat other Maisa Shesh Levi Beisai. That's the same halacha. Could turn Maisa into Chumas Maisa, that's a koyach and a schus that the Bailam has over his Maisa, and therefore in our Gemara he can give over that schus to the Levi, and now the Levi can turn the Maisa into Chumas Maisa Amakam Acher, even though he doesn't actually own it, because it's Kilo the Bailam gave him a shus. To summarize what we discussed on the Inyan of Makiri Kuhuna and on the Inyan of Matanim Muetes, we said over the Kasha of the Tosa Rosh, how is it that the Levi was able to be mafish the Maisa of the Yisrael, the Chumas Maisa Amakam Acher, if the Levi did not make a Kenyan? The Rosh brought two Mahachim B'Shem Rabbeinu Meir. The first Mahalach is that we're discussing the Halacha Makirei Kohuna. The Halacha is if Yisrael gives the Chumas and Maisa every single year to a specific Kohen, a specific Levi, the Kohen or that Levi already has a bailus in the Chumas and Maisa even before the Yisrael gives it to him. The second Teretz of the Rosh was that once the Yisrael promises to give to the Levi the Maisa, it's Kilu is giving him Rishus to make this Maisa in the Chumas Maisa Amakam Acher. The Ktsoy Sachoshin and Simon Vesh Dalitz of Gotan Gimel was Matmi on both Terutzim of the Rosh. The first teretz of the Rosh that we discussed in the case of Makiri Kuna, Fekhtik Tzoyis, if the Halacha Makiri Kuna makes it that it already belongs to the Kohen, it already belongs to the Levi, what's the Gemara telling too to the Halacha Matan Muetes, that according to Yechon and Matan Muetes, Dvorim Yeshbe Mishem Echusei Amana? It's Dafka by Makiri Kuna, which is already considered a Kinyan. In such a case, the Yisrael cannot back out, and the Yisrael cannot be Chayzer. But in the case of a Matan Muetes, where there was no Kinyan made Bechlal, Mechitesi Dvorim Yeshbe Mishem Echusei Amana. We said over two mahalchim, and it's really two mahalchim explaining what is the halacha makirei kuna. Rabbi Chanan and Baba Basav explains the halacha makirei kuna based on the Tosis and Ksubas and Daf Kuf Beis, that normally we need a Maisa Kinyan is only to be Gemir Das and a large amount of money to create a Smichas Das. We need a Maisa Kinyan to create that Gemir Das and that Smichas Das. But by Matana Muetes or by Makire Kahuna, where all the Bailam has the Tavis Anav, he has to pick which coin to give it to. Being that what he has is not a large amount of money, in such a case, one does not need a Maisa Kinyan to create a Kinyan. The Smichas Das and the Gmiras Das of a Dibra itself is enough. And by Makesa Makire Kahuna, this that he gives it to him every single year is enough to create a Kinyan. That Smichas Das and that Gmiras Das is enough to create a Kinyan. Memel the Gemara is telling too, just like we find by Makire Kahuna, the Smichas Das and the Gmiras Das is Mahani, I feel without a Maisa Kinyan. Who had my matanim with this also being that it's a small amount of money and that creates a smichas das and a gmiras das, this that he promised to give it to him, that's enough to create the kinyan and one is not required to make a maisa kinyan in order to create the kinyan. This that we find, the one who promised the money could be chayzer, Rabbi Chanan explained, he was mechadish, that this that is a smichas das is only b'tanai that the noisin matan is not chayzer. If he keeps to his word, then we see l'mafreya, his word is a word and that creates smichas das, and in such a case it creates a kinyan. But if he's chayzer from his word, then in such a case, his word does not create a smichas das b'chlal, and therefore there was never a kinyan l'mafreya, we see there was no kinyan b'chlal. The second halach we said over is the stipel in Gittin explains the halacha of makirei kuna. All chumas and maisers is mom and shevet, it belongs to the shevet ha'kuna, it belongs to the shevet ha'leviya. When one gives his chumas and maisers every year to the same kohen, to the same levi, all other kohanim are miyayish from receiving this chuma, all other levim are miyayish from receiving this maisers. Therefore the kohen, the specific kohen who receives the chuma every year, the specific levi who receives the maisers every year, owns the chuma and owns the maisers midin mom and shevet. He is the last member of the shevet ha'kuna who was not miyayish from receiving this chuma. Therefore he owns it now at the halacha of a mom and shevet. What the Gemara is telling too is we see from the halacha of Makirei Kuna that if all other kehanim are miyayish, now it belongs to that kohen. Why are all other kehanim miyayish? Being that the Yisrael promised to give the chumas, the maisers to this levi, all other levim, it caused all other levim to be miyayish, and now it belongs to that levi midin mam and shevet. Dr. Stipler, that we see from this that all other levim are miyayish, that the Yisrael cannot be chayzer. If it would be that the Yisrael would be able to be chayzer and back out of his word, all other levim would not be miyayish. It's only because the halacha is dvarim yeshba mishum mechusrei amana by matanim uetes dvarim yeshba mishum mechusrei amana and ein ruach hacham noichem and if he is chayzer, we assume that the Yisrael will not be chayzer and he's going to give the maisers to this levi and therefore all other levim are miyayish. And once all other levim are miyayish, now this levi owns him, he didn't moment shevet and he can mafish this maisers as shumas maisa amakim achim. We said over the second teretz of the Rosh that once the Yisrael promised to give it to the Levi, it's Kilu is giving the Levi Rishus to be mafish this Maisa as Chumas Maisa Amokam Acher. The Ktzois asked, what bailus does the Yisrael have to give Rishus for the Levi to be mafish this Maisa as Chumas Maisa Amokam Acher, the Maisa that does not belong to the Yisrael. The Yisrael only has a Tavis Ano, it does not actually belong to him. And we said over the teretz of Rikvege answers up here, Aloch of the Rambam brings, the Rambam Paskins, if the Yisrael is mafish Maisa, he can mafish Chumas Maisa from his Maisa and only give 9/10 of the Maisa to a Levi and give the 1/10 that he was mafish as Chumas Maisa to a Kayin. So Dr. Rikvege, so we see the Yisrael has a bailus over the Maisa to turn into Chumas Maisa, who then he can give a shush to the Levi to use the Maisa as Chumas Maisa Amokam Acher. And we explained the Machlokes, the Ktzois and Rikvege, the Ktzois understood this Aloch of the Rambam that the Yisrael can mafish the Chumas Maisa of the Maisa and give it to a kohen and not ever give it to the Levi, is only Mineyu Bey in this kri. When he's mafish the Meiser from this kri, he can mafish all the matonas, he can mafish the Meiser and then mafish the Chumas Meiser of the Meiser. But he cannot take the Meiser he has mafish and use this Meiser as Chumas Meiser on a different Meiser that's somewhere else. So being that the Yisrael does not have this bailus to turn the Meiser into Chumas Meiser on Malka Macher, effective choice, how is it that he can give a shush to the Levi to use this Meiser as Chumas Meiser on Malka Macher? Rikvege understands if the Yisrael has a bailus to be mafish the Chumas Maiser of the Maisers of his Kri, then who then he has a bailus to take this Maiser and turn into Chumas Maiser Amokim Acher and patter up a different Maiser from being mafish Chumas Maiser and allow Levi to eat the Maiser Amokim Acher. Just like he has a bailus to be mafish the Chumas Maiser of the Maiser, who then he has the bailus to be mafish this Maiser as Chumas Maiser Amokim Acher. The Ktzois himself in Simen Reish Dalet of Katan Givel gives another teretz to the Kasha of the Rosh to explain how is the Levi mimafish the Maisa Shumas Maisa Mokam Ach, even though he does not yet own it. Rikvege is matmi on the teretz of the Ktzois, Ayin Shom for another Mahalach in explaining our sugyo, how the Levi is mafish the Maisa Shumas Maisa Mokam Ach. The Gemara continues with the Maisa, who gavu the Yov Zuzi HaShumshimi, he paid Zuzi for the Shumshimi. In the end, the price of Shumshimi went up, and the Moicha wanted to be Chayzer from the Mekach in order to be able to resell the Shumshimi for the higher price. And he told the Lekach, less than Shumshimi, I don't have any Shumshimi for you, and he wanted to return the money. The Lekach refused to take the money because he didn't want the Meicher to be Chayzer from the Mekach. In the end, the money was Biyad HaMeicher and the money got stolen. And the Shaila was, who is Achrei for this money? They came to Rava and Rava said that only does the Meicher not have Halacha V'Shem Mesachar, the Meicher does not have Halacha V'Shem Mechinim either, and the Meicher is not Achrei for this money, being that he told Lekach to take the money and he wanted to be Chayzer. So therefore, the moich is not achrei for the money, he's not a shomer on it, and the lekech has to accept the hefset. And the Rabbanan asked Rava, even though the moicher is able to be chayzer, the moicher has to be mekabel mishapara. And Rava answered, in a chanami, the moicher has to be mekabel mishapara. The besoif de Gemara is masik that this wasn't really the way the story happened. The story really was the lekech came to buy from the moicher, and the moicher didn't want to, never originally wanted to sell it to him bechlal, and the lekech just left the money by the moicher. And in such a case, the moicher is not a shayim mechinim bechlal, and therefore the moicher is not achrei, and lekech had to accept the hefset. The Rifan HaSugi discusses in the original story, what is the halacha, my dine, who is the achrei on the money when the lekech gives the meicher the money and the meicher is then chayzef in the Mecca, who is achrei for this money at this point? Does the meicher have any achreis for this that accepted the money of the lekech until he returns it? And the Rifan from Rav Haig going that the halacha of this money has the din of ha'avot, the meicher has the achreis of the mammon like a loive, one who borrows money has the full achreis of the mammon and he has to return it. The meicher also has the halacha like a loiva, and therefore, until he returns the money to the lekech, the meicher is achrei for the money. And the Rif explains it's merely the time and inu. The svar of Haigoin is understandable. It's easily understandable, being that the lekech gave the meicher the money without any das of ever getting the money back. It was given al das of a mekach. What he wanted back was the chavitz he is buying. He did not give him the money in order to receive this money back. Therefore, the meicher has rights to use this money. The meicher can spend the money, and being that the meicher can spend the money, the meicher is a halacha of a loiva. And a loiva is achrei for everything, and he has to return the money at the proper time. Anything that happens to the money is the achreis of the meicher, not the achreis of the lekech. And the Rif is mesayim, until the meicher is mekabel the mishapara, the meicher is achrei for the money. The Rif is mesayim that when the meicher is mekabel the mishapara, when he's chayzef in the mekech and is mekabel the klol of the mishapara, at that point the meicher is no longer achrei, he does not have din of a loiva anymore. At that point he's just maybe a shem achinam, but he does not have the achreis of all eins megneva va'aveda that happens to the mekech. The meicher is achreis until he's mekabel mishapara. We see two chidushim from the Rif. The first chidush for the Rif is that the meicher is halacha like a loiva. Being that the meicher can use the money, the first for the Rif holds the meicher can spend the money if he wants, and therefore the meicher is halacha of a loiva and he's achreis for the money. The second chidush we see from the Rif is the meicher is achreis only until he's mekabel mishapara. Once he's mekabel mishapara, the meicher is no longer achreis for the money. Being that he has lekech's money until he goes to return it, it's possible he would still be a shemachinim because he has somebody else's money that would make him into a shemachinim, but he would not have any halachas of being a loiva, being achrei for oinsman, for gneva, aveda. The meicher's achrayis is only until he's makabal the mishapara. The Rif says the time when the meicher's achrayis ends is once he's makabal the call of the mishapara. In the first chiddush of the Rif, we brought earlier in previous shiurim, Tosis on Daf Mem Gimel says that it's telling the machlokes of Yechon and Shlokish whether or not the meicher can use the money. According to Rav Yechon and that Mois Koines, when Chazal and Mafkir the Kinyan Mois, they did not take away the right of the Meicher to use the money, and therefore the Meicher can use the money. Mashekin for Yesh Lokish, that Mois is not Koines Bechlau, the Meicher can't use the money. The Rif is Mashma, Bein the Meicher, Bein according to Rav Yechon and Bein according to Yesh Lokish, the Meicher can use the money, being that the Lekech gave it Adas Mekach and not Adas to get the money back, the Meicher has the right to spend the money. According to the Rif, it's Shver, the Gemara, and Daphim Ches Amar Aleph, the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yechanan from the Mishnah of Nosna Labal and Mal, and the Gemara holds the Liba de Rabbi Yechanan, as soon as one gives the Mois shall hektish to the Meicher, being that Mois akoinis min atoira, b'shas nesinas amois to the Meicher, ready according to Rabbi Yechanan, the one who gave the money is Mal, being that he gave away, he was Moitzi Mois, hektish from Mishos hektish, he is Mal, b'shas he gave it to the Meicher, mash enkin according to Reish Lakish, being that Mois are not koinis, and only Meshichas koinim min atoira, then nesinas amois, the Meicher itself will not be a me'ila. According to the Rif that holds, Bein according to Beichel and Bein according to Reish Lakish, the Meicher has the right to use the money. Even if you're Mois and Akoinis Min HaToyle for Reish Lakish, still the Meicher can use the money. In Cain, the Shas Nesinas HaMois Liyad HaMeicher itself should be Haitzom Mishos Hektish, just like when one lends out Mois Hektish, that itself is a Me'ilah. The giving the Mois Liyad HaLeiva itself is being Mois the Mois Mishos Hektish. So too, according to Reish Lakish, when one gives the Mois Liyad HaMeicher by Nosna LeBalon or to any Meicher, when one gives the Mois Hektish to the Meicher, and the Meicher now has the right to use the money, that itself should be a me'ila because he was moitzi the mois mishos hektish. Why does the Gemara make it tolly in a beichon and a Reish Lakish whether or not when one gives the mois liyad ha-meicher, that itself should be a me'ila? The stipler answers this kasha based on a chakira that the achreinim on a stopik in seif me'ila. What is it the maisa that is the issa me'ila? Is the issa me'ila this that one was moitzi the mois mishos hektish? The maisa being moitzi mois mishos hektish, putting it in somebody else's rishus, that's the maisa being mal, and as soon as one is moitzi mois mishos hektish, he is mal. Or is the ma'isa being mal this that one is being nenef mektish? When the one who received the money is nenef mektish, he got more money, he received something of hektish, he spent it, he used it, he was nenef from it. The being nenef from hektish is the ma'isa me'ila. But until one is nenef mektish, there is no me'ila. Look, the disciple HaKochach, the Rif holds that being Moitzi Mois Mishos Hektish itself is not a Me'ila. The Me'ila is only when one is Nene from Hektish. If one bought a Chayfutz of Moish Hektish, that would be a Maisa Me'ila. He bought something from Hektish, he was Nene from the Mois of Hektish. But in our case, when one gave the Mois Liara Moicher, even though he was Moitzi the Mois Mishos Hektish, and the Moicher now received the money, and the Moicher has the rights to use the money, until the Moicher actually uses the money, no one was Nene from the Moish Hektish. And until somebody is Nene from the Mois of Hektish, there is no Me'ila. The Rif holds it's not the being Moitzi Mishos Hektish that's the Me'ila. The Me'ila is this, that one is Nenef Mektish. So even though he is Moitzi Mishos Hektish by giving it to the Moicher, because the Moicher now has rights to use it like a loiver, it's as if he lent that Moish Hektish, until the Moicher actually uses the money, until he is Nenef from the Moish Hektish, then there is no Maisa Me'ila, because Me'ila is only the Nenef Mishos Hektish and not the Hoitzah Mishos Hektish. The second Chiddush of the Rif says the Zman when the Moicher becomes not Chayiv Bachrayis for the Mois is when he's Mekabel the Mishapar. The Rif doesn't say when the Moicher is Chayiv in the Mekach, he becomes not Chayiv Bachrayis on the money, he becomes not alive anymore. And the Rif does not say when the Moicher returns the money, he becomes not Chayiv Bachrayis. The Rif says the Zman that the Moicher becomes not Chayiv Bachrayis on the money is when he's Mekabel the Mishapar. There's a suffix in the Achreinim, Ayin Dinei de Yehuda, and in the Shui Rebbarach Per, and the Stapik in the Aloch of Mishapar. Is the Alocha Mishapara a klala ba'almo that Chazal gave a klala for when one is chayzif from a mekach, the Misha, para me'anshad ha'amabu me'anshad ha'afloga should be para me'misha ein ayim b'diburay. But it's a klala ba'almo, once he is chayzif from the mekach, Chazal gave him a klala for this that he was not ayim b'diburay. Or is it a Alocha, it's a schus mamen. The Moicher has a right to hold on to the Mois if the Lekech is being chayzir until the Lekech is makabal the Mishapara. The Lekech has a right to hold on to the Chayfetz. He has a schus moment to the Chayfetz and he can be tevea the Chayfetz until the Moicher is mekabel the Mishapara. Chazal said when that a Moicher can be Chayzer, Mois and not Koinis, and the Moicher can be Chayzer, or the Lekech can be Chayzer is only if the one being Chayzer is mekabel the Mishapara. If he's not mekabel the Mishapara, if the Moicher is being Chayzer and he's not mekabel the Mishapara, the Lekech can still have a schus moment to the Chayfetz and he can be tevea the Chayfetz. Chazal only allowed the Moicher to be Chayzer if he's mekabel the Mishapara. So therefore, the Kabbalah's Mishapar is a Tviyah the Lekech has on the Moicher. When the Moicher is being Chayzer from the Mekach, the Lekech can be Teveya, that the Moicher has to give him the Chayfetz until he's Mekabal the Mishapar. The Kabbalah's Mishapar is the way that the Moicher has a right to be Chayzer from the Mekach. Therefore, it's understandable, the Rif, Lefi the second Tzad, that the Moicher is only able to be Chayzer from the Mekach if he's Mekabal the Mishapar. Zok the Rif, when the Moicher is Mekabal the Mishapar, at that point he has a right now to be Chayzer from the Mekach. When he's mekabel the mishapara, then he becomes not alive anymore. But until that point, the moicher still has a right to hold on to the money, and the lekech still has a right to the chayfetz. Until the moicher is mekabel the mishapara, then we don't have yet the takanis chazal that mois and not kindness to say that the moicher can be chayzer from the mekach. It's only with the kabbalah's mishapara the chazal allowed him to be chayzer. Once he's mekabel the mishapara, so now it's a full chazor from the mekach. And in such a case, once he's chayzer legami from the mekach, he becomes not alive anymore and he's not chayv b'achrayis. Therefore, the Rif was telling this man on the kabbalah's mishapara, not when the meicher is chayzer from the mekach, because the right to be chayzer from the mekach is only with the kabbalah's mishapara. The Mishnah begins now the sugya of Aino. The Mishnah begins Aino abo kesef me'esim ve'abo kesef shtus lemekach. The Mishnah says the shi of Aino is a shtus, 4 kesef for 24 kesef. That's a sixth of the Mekach. The Shia of Aino is the Shia of Ashtos. There are three Chalokim to the Issa of Aino. Pachas Mishtos, one cannot be Tevea the Aino. If one was Me'ane, his friend, and the Mekach less than the Shia of Ashtos, he overcharged for the Chayfetz less than Ashtos, more than the value of the Chayfetz. In such a case, then this Ane cannot be Chayzev Tevea the Aino. If he overcharged him exactly Ashtos, if the Aino was the Shia of Ashtos, in such a case, it's Kaneu Machzev Aino. The Mekach is Chal, but the Nis'ane could be Ritevea from the Me'ane, the Shia that he overcharged him, he could be Ritevea the Aino from the Me'ane. And the third Shia is Yosem Mishtos Bito Mekach. If it's more than a Shtos, more than the value of the Mekach, if he overcharged him more than a Shtos, the Aino is Yosem Mishtos. In such a case, the Mekach is Batel, and the Moicher returns the Chayfetz, and the Lekech returns the Chayfetz, and the Moicher returns the money. The Mekach is Batel, it's considered a Mekach Tos. There's a Yisaitis Dik is Safik in the Rosh. The Rosh is Nestapik. What is the Halacha of a Pachis Mishtos? Is the Halacha that it's Osati Me'ane Pachis Mishtos only if one was Me'ane Pachis Mishtos? In such a case, the Mekach is Kaim and the Nis'ane, the one who was cheated, cannot be Vichoyze Vitevea, though I know. Or do we say Pachis Mishtos is not considered a No Bechlal? And it's Mutter to Me'ane Schaveri Pachis Mishtos, it's Mutter to charge less than a Shtos, more than the value of the Chayfetz. The Rosh is Nestapik by Pachis Mishtos, is it Aino, only the Nis'ane cannot be Chayzer V'Tayveh Aino. Also, is it Mutter Legami, that's not considered Aino B'chlal. And the Emes says this is a machlokes of Rishonim. The Ramban in Parshas Behar is mavur that there is a issa of aino pachas mishtos. Only the nisane cannot be chayzer v'tever, and also we assume the nisane was meichel his the aino. Miyad that such aino is a small amount, so miyad that the mekach happens, the nisane is meichel aino also, and therefore we cannot be chayzer v'tever the aino from the ma'ane. The chinuch in mitzvah shin lamed zayin is mavur that it's mutter legami to be charged of less than a shtos, more than the value of the mekach. Pachas mishtos is not considered aino b'chlal, it's mutter legami. And the chinuch says this is takonas ayishiv, it's derech mekach umemko to charge a little bit more than the value of the chayfetz. One cannot be so exact in charging the value of the chayfetz, therefore pachas mishtos is not considered aino b'chlal. Reb Reuven in Chidusha, Reb Reuven Simon in Chav Gimel is nestapik. What is the shear shtus that we find by Eino? The shear of Eino is a shtus. Where does the shear come from? Is it a shear in Das by the Adam that poches mishtus a person is moichel and chazal and mishayer up at a shtus a person is not moichel anymore, and therefore the shear Eino is a shtus? It was a shear in Das by the Adam how much a person is normally moichel, and at the point of a shtus a person is not normally moichel, therefore chazal said that's the shear of Eino. Or is it Alachal Meishmi Sinai Shi'urim when Nemu Alachal Meishmi Sinai included in the din of Shi'urim, Nemu Alachal Meishmi Sinai was the Shi'urim of Aino? And it was Alachal Meishmi Sinai that the Shi'ur of Aino was a Shtos, it was a din min Atoira Aino is a Shtos, and Pachis Mishtos is not Aino. Dr. Reuven, this is the Machlokes, the Amban and the Chinuch, and this is what the Rosh is being the topic on. If the Alachal of Aino being a Shtos is a Shi'ur Alachal Meishmi Sinai, it's Mistavi that Pachis Mishtos is not considered Aino Bechlal. There was a Shi'ur Shanemu min Atoira that the shir aino is the shtos, that anything less than that is not considered aino b'chlal, and therefore it's mutter lanis es chaveh apachis mishtos. But if the shir of aino is because the less than a shtos a person is normally meichel chazal and mishayer and das b'nei adam that a person is normally meichel apachis mishtos, then it's mistaver, it's also lanis es chaveh afilo mashu, even less than a shtos it's also to me'ane es chaveh. Only less than a shtos a person is normally meichel, therefore the nesane cannot be chayzer v'tever and also. The shir of shtus comes from das bnei adam is normally meichel pachas mishtus. It's not a shir min atoira halachal meish misinei. Only the chazal and mishayer and das bnei adam less than a shtus. A person is normally meichel, and therefore it's also lanis es chaveh pachas mishtus. Only if he's ma'ane es chaveh, then we could assume a mechila, and therefore the nesane cannot be chayzer v'tever in also. The Ramban in Parshas Behar is mevur. It's a shir in das bnei adam when they are meichel chazal and mishayer das bnei adam that normally people are meichel pachas mishtus. And therefore the Ramban Lishitosa holds it's also lanis es chaveh apachis mishtos, only being that we could assume a mechila, therefore the nesane cannot be chayzer v'tever in asay. The chinuch who says it's mutter lanis es chaveh apachis mishtos, Dr. Reuven holds that it's alachal meish misinai, it's shi'urim nemru alachal meish misinai, the shi'ur aino is a shtos, and anything less than a shtos is not considered aino b'chlal. Reb Chaim in Perek Tezvah Mehilchus Mechira asks a kasha in the inyan of aino. How can we say by a shtus it's koneh machzor in asoy? The meicher is koneh, he's koneh the money, and the lekeach is koneh the chayfetz. Only if the meicher overcharged for the chayfetz, the meicher has to return the money. If the meicher is selling a chayfetz for $5 and he sold it for $6, he sold it with a no shtus. And now we're going to say the lekeach could be chayzer v'tever in asoy, he could be tever back $1 from the meicher. It comes out that the lekeach only paid $5 for the chayfetz. When they originally sold the chayfetz, they made up to sell the chayfetz for $6, not for $5. And now it comes out that Lekech only paid $5. In fact, they never made up to make up such a sale, the chayfetz for $5. So how can we say by a no ashtus, the halacha should be konu machzor eino? The meicher has to return a dollar to the Lekech, he has to return the eino, and then the mekach is kayim. The meicher was never masking to such a mekach to sell the chayfetz for $5. He was only masking to sell the chayfetz for $6. Lechayre being that now he's not receiving the amount of money they made up, the mekach should be bottled and the Lekech should be mechayv to return the chayfetz. How is it that we can say the halacha is konu machzor eino? That the meicher has to keep the money and the lekeach keeps the chayfetz and the meicher has to return the note to the lekeach, being that now the meicher is not receiving the amount of money they made up, the halacha should be that it's now a bitul mekach, because this is not the mekach that they originally made up upon. So, Dr. Chaim al Korchach, we have to say, the halacha of konu machzor eino, the mekach is really for $6. It's not the pshat that the mekach is for $5 and therefore the meicher has to return the dollar because he took it shalai kedin. The mekach was made up for $6, the meicher received $6, that is the mekach. It's a gzeiras hakosef after the mekach happened that the meicher now owes the lekeach a dollar. It's not the pshat that the mekach is $5 and therefore the meicher has to return the $6 to the lekeach because he took it shalai kedin. The mekach is kain that they made up, the lekeach has to pay the meicher $6 for the mekach. After that, there's a gzeiras hakosef that the meicher has to return to the lekeach a dollar. Midini ayinot, the lekeach could be choyzer v'tayveh ayin ha'osay. And that's Xeris HaKosa Medina, I know it does not affect what the Mekach was, and therefore it's not considered a Mekach Torah. It's Xeris HaKosa that the Meicher has to return the Eino to the Lekeach. He now owes him a dollar after this that the Mekach was now, the Chepetz was sold for $6. L'chayi Reb Chaim's Teretz is also telling these two tzadim, if the shi'urim of Aynah that was said were all shi'urim in Das Bnei Adam, Pachas Mishtos, we assume that the L'nis'ane is Meichel, and therefore the halacha is the Mekach is Chaim, the way they made it up. And by Ashtus, it's Kanu Machzor Aynah, because we assume Das Bnei Adam is that what they want in the case of Aynah Ashtus is the Mekach should be Chaim, only that the Nis'ane should receive back his Aynah. And by Yasem Mishtos, a bit of Mekach, because that's the assumed Das Bnei Adam, the Shi'urim of Aynah, the three Shi'urim that we have in Dini Aynah is all Shi'urim in Das Bnei Adam. It's not a Din Alachu Meish Misinai. Then the Chayyur is not possible to say of Chaim's Teretz that this that is Kanu Machzor Aynah is after that the Mekach is fully Chaim. And he paid $6 for the Mekach, his Exeris Akosav, he has to return the Aynah. The whole svara is that the Das Bnei Adam is the Mekach should be Kayim for $5 and the Me'anah should have to return to the Mis'anah, the extra dollar, the extra Aino, the Me'anah is Mechuv to return to the Nis'anah. If Chayim's Teretz is only understandable if he the second tzad, the Shi'um of Aino are Alach L'Mesh Mi'Sinai, Pachas Mishtos that is not considered Aino, Ashtos is Konu Machs of Aino, and Yesem Mishtos is Bittol Mekach, the Shi'um was said Alach L'Mesh Mi'Sinai. Then it's understandable if Chayim's Teretz by Aino Ashtus, the halacha is, Be'etzim, the Mekach was really Kayim for the amount they made up. He really paid $6 for the Mekach. Only the Zegzeris HaKosav, that the Me'ana has to return to the Nis'ana, the extra dollar, therefore doesn't affect what they made up originally in the Mekach. And it's not considered a Mekach Tos, even though the Meicher did not end up receiving the amount of money they made up. He ended up receiving only $5, but Emes, we say, he received $6. It was Zegzeris HaKosav that he has to pay the Nis'ana the extra dollar after the Mekach is already Kayim, and therefore we don't consider Bechlal to be a Mekach Tos. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Lamed Zayin is Medaktik Bedas. The Rambam that Pachas Mishtus is not considered Aino Bechlal. The Rambam Paskins one is not lucky on the Issa of Aino. The Rambam explains being that it's a lav anitin l'tashlum and it's a lav that's given over to be paid back. The Me'an is Mechuv to Machzor Aino to the Nis'an. Therefore, the Me'an does not get Malkus for the being over the Issa of L'Seinu Mishas Hamisa because it's a lav anitin l'tashlum. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch Teinach Ashtus and the Yesem Mishtus with the lav is nitin l'tashlum. But a pachas mishtus where the me'an is not mechiv to return the aino back to the nisana, how can we call it a lav and itin litashlum in the chayv and the fidas of Rambam, the me'an is she get malchus and aino is pachas mishtus. So the minchas chinuch ha'akorchach, the Rambam holds pachas mishtus is not considered aino bechlal, the me'an wasn't over bechlal, the isav aino, and therefore the me'an does not get malchus for the by pachas mishtus for being over the same nishas amisoi, because there is no lav of aino on a pachas mishtus. The Minchas Chinuch is matrik, there is no raya b'das a Rambam that Pachas Mishtos there's no Issa Aino. It could be that on a Pachas Mishtos also there's an Issa Aino. This that one does not receive Malkus is because Pachas Mishtos is also considered lav anitin l'tashlumin. Being that the Nis'ane is Moichel to the Me'ane, the Pachas Mishtos, and there's a Mechila is considered like a Tashlumin. And being that a Mechila is like a Tashlumin, this is also considered a lav anitin l'tashlumin. The Mechila is considered Ki'ilu is Mekabel l'tashlumin for the Aino. Being that we look at it, Kilo, that he's Makabal the Tashlumin for the Aino, we also consider this a lav anitin the Tashlumin, and therefore the Ma'ana would not receive Malkus for it being over the lav of Leisayin and Mishas HaMisai. When Mr. Zalman is Matchil the Raya from the Minchas Chinuch, there is no Raya from this that one does not get Malkus on a Pachas Mishtos that the Rambam holds, there's no Issa of Aino. Even though there could be an Issa of Aino on a Pachas Mishtos, still the coin to the Rambam one would not get Malkus for being over the lav of Leisayin and Mishas HaMisai. And even though the Rambam holds the reason why one does not get Malkus for the Issa of Aino is because it's considered a lava nitin l'tashlumin, when one is over the Issa of Aino on a Pachas Mishtos, it's also a lava nitin l'tashlumin. B'shas he's being over the lav, really, the Me'an is mechiv to return to the Nis'ane, the money that he's being Me'an, so it's considered B'shas he's being over the lav, a lava nitin l'tashlumin. It's only after the Aino happens, and the Nis'ane, we assume, is Meichel the Aino back to the Me'ane. He's Meichel, this that the Me'ane has to pay, then the Me'ane is not mechiv to pay. But that wasn't b'shas de averis halav. B'shas de averis halav, it was a lav anitin l'tashlum, and it was only after that the aino happened, and the nis'an is moichel to the ma'ana, that the ma'ana does not have to pay. So therefore the Rambam would also consider pachas mishtos to be a lav anitin l'tashlum, and the ma'ana would not receive malchus, being that it's considered a lav anitin l'tashlum, and on a lav anitin l'tashlum, one does not get malchus. Just to summarize what we discussed on the Inyan of Aino, we said over the suffix of the Rosh on a Pachas Mishtos, is it Mutter Lanis Es Chavei a Pachas Mishtos, or it's Aser Lanis Es Chavei, only that the Me'ana does not have to return the money to the Nis'ana after the Aino happens. We said over to Machlikas, the Amban and Pashas Bahar, hold there is a Issati Me'ana Es Chavei, only that the Nis'ana is Meichel to the Me'ana the money, and therefore the Me'ana does not have to return it. But Avad, there's an Issa Aino, I feel on a Pachas Mishtos. And the Das Achinuch and Mitzvah Shin Lamed Zayin, there is no Issa Aino Bechlal, and Aino Pachas Mishtos. We said over the suffix of a Reuven, what is the gather of Shi'urim by Yisurim of Aino? Is it the halacha of shir and das b'nei adam, the mishai that people are normally meichel pachas mishtus, and on a shtus they want the mekach to be kaim and they know to be chayzer, and the yaisa mishtus they want a bit of mekach? Or is it the pshat of shir malacha l'meish misinei ne'amir? If it's the pshat, it's a shir and das b'nei adam, you could assume a pachas mishtus. There is an isra'i no, only be assuming mechila, and therefore the ma'ana does not have to return to the nisana, but avadil is an isra'i no, pachas mishtus, kedas ramban. And if it's shiur malacha l'meish misinei ne'amir, the shir I know is a shtus is halacha l'meish misinei. It's mistavik kedas achinuch that pachas mishtos as there is no isra inal bechlal at mutter lanis as chaver pachas mishtos. Misera Reb Chaim inuch as mechive asks on every shtos kono machzer inal. How is the mekach kaim? The mekach they made up is to be for the original amount. If they made up a mekach to be $6 and the chayfet is only worth $5. So now that the meicher has to return to the lekeach a dollar, it comes out the meicher is not receiving the amount of money they made up for the mekach. It should now be a bitul mekach. It's not the mekach they made up originally. And Reb Chaim answers that the mekach really is for $6 even after this that the meicher has to return the ino. It's a mekach for $6 that afterwards the meicher has to give back a dollar and amigzeris akosif to the nesan. And we said this is also totally in these two tzadim. If the pshat and shtus kono machzer ino is the pshat, it's a shir and das b'nei adam, this is what people want, and I've added that's the mekach now. It's what people wanted b'shas ha-mekach was the kono machzer ino. One cannot say like the teretz of Reb Chaim. It's only if you're the second side, shiur malach l'mish misina nemra, it's not a shiur and das b'nei adam, then we could say like Reb Chaim says, that really the mekach is for $6, it's for the original amount, only it's exeris ha-kosev that the meicher has to return to the lekeach, the extra dollar, the amount of the aino. We then said over the diak of the minchas chinuch, but as the Rambam says, one does not get malgus on the lav aino, because it's a lav shenitin l'tashlumin. In fact, the minchas chinuch on a pachas mishtus, there is no tashlumin, then once you get malchus on a pachas mishtus, al kochach the Rambam holds, pachas mishtus, there is no isra v'ayna. And we said it with two tributes to the minchas chinuch's kasha. Minchas chinuch himself is madche, being that a pachas mishtus, it's because of a mechila, the mechila itself is considered a tashlumin, and therefore it's still considered a lav shenitin l'tashlumin. And Mr. Zalman is madche, the raya, the minchas chinuch, that even though there's a mechila after one is over the lav, the shaste averis a lav is a lav shenitin l'tashlumin, and therefore when Monakia Malchus being over this lav, being that Peshasti was over the lav, was still considered a lav shenitin l'tashlumin.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.